Welcome to Red Eye. I'm Greg Gutfeld, as I'm known in Texas, the grapevine grabber. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for our pregame report. Andy, what's coming up on tonight's show?
Thanks, Greg. Our top story tonight, three State Department officials resign over an internet video that blasphemed the Prophet Muhammad. Wait, what? Plus, is the Seattle Police Department going out of its way to hire stoners? Stay tuned to find out that it's not. And finally, who is Time's Person of the Year? The shocking story that wasn't so shocking to me, as anyone knows who watched last night's show and remembers that they all said I was crazy for thinking it would turn out to be the person it was. Man, it feels good to get that off my chest. Greg?
Thanks, Andy.
You betcha.
Glad to see me?
Sure.
Guess it doesn't matter because they were going to the transition. All right, let's welcome our guest. Well, she's so hot she can defrost a Christmas turkey just by sneezing on it, which is disgusting. I'm here tonight with criminal defense attorney Remy Spencer. And if jokes were ice, he'd be the Arctic Circle, because that's where you find a lot of ice. It's comedian Joe DeVito. He can also act. Did you see that? And in Brazil, he's considered a porta potty. It's my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz. And if thoughtful commentary were a library, many college kids would enter him before finals. Sitting right next to me, Nick Gillespie in black, editor-in-chief of Reason.tv and Reason.com. And his reporting stinks because he's written by Finks. It's our New York Times correspondent. Not sure if I'm happy to see you.
Les Miserables, according to our Arts and Leisure column, is about to premiere 6 days from now. 6 whole days. Not that an impartial paper of record like myself cares about such trivialities. 6 days. 6 days more. Another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. 6 days more. I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted? Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet with you my world has started. That last bit was supposed to be sung by Marius and Cosette.
What a shame.
Yes.
A-Block. The lead. That's the first story.
All that goodwill from all those people saying they wanted Pinchback. Flush it down the toilet. All right, they put to rest the phony protest. The State Department ordered investigation into the Benghazi attack has concluded that systemic failures left the consulate poorly protected, and no protest actually preceded the deadly assault. Although the review didn't find a motive, it confirmed what was evident immediately to everyone but the Obama administration, that a group of heavily armed terrorists carried out the attack. The review suggested 29 ways, not 30, because they know 29 ways works, how the department can improve its operations, but recommended no disciplinary action. Since its release, three State Department officials have resigned. Anyway, after this mess, I need something to cheer me up. I hope he's not driving. Oh, so Nick, okay, so you got 29 ways. And I'm trying to read this thing through, and I'm going, okay, this is one of those reports that they do that say all of these things that need to be done and need that were wrong, and then it's so overwhelming, they don't ever do anything about it.
No. Well, and, you know, because Hillary Clinton is leaving, the State Department will be, okay, well, problem solved, right?
Yeah.
Because we've got a report. The person who was in charge is gone now, so we can't blame the new guy. It's really awful, and it's hideous. And I think part of what you see with this and the kind of press treatment, this is the real meaning of Obama's reelection, which is that there's going to be a lot of stuff that went totally kerflooey, and, you know, we can't deal with that because we got to look forward to the future. Mm-hmm. I don't think the press, I don't think the government, I don't even think the Republicans are going to push it.
Yeah, I think it's dead. Kerflooey is bad.
I think so.
Yeah, because I
actually, that was just I've had a cold for a while.
It was a combination of two words, kerfuffle and kerflooey.
I'm pretty sure kerflooey is like in the Mad Magazine lexicon.
It was one of those things.
It went kerflooey.
That's in a big speech bubble when the door hits somebody in the face.
Kerflooey also happens to be the name of one of my daughters, so tread carefully.
Okay,
tread carefully.
Yeah.
This is, this is pretty horrible, I think. We know something horrible happened there, but it doesn't seem like, some flunkies, Remy, will get fired, and Susan Rice will drop out, which you were for because you didn't want a woman as Secretary of State anymore, correct? Because you're a
socialist. That's a question? Yeah, no.
There was a question in there, but I was looking at your radiant beauty, and I got lost in your
eyes. Wow. Who is this man, and what did you do with Greg? Look, the report is, it's disappointing to some extent. They don't place any blame on any individual, but we know three state department officials have already resigned. Mm-hmm. And as you said, we know that something terrible happened. There were failings, there were shortcomings from every part of our justice system. I think this, together with Hillary Clinton's flu, her dehydration, her fainting, and then oops, she fell and hit her head. And then the first person out there speaking was Kerry saying, oh no, of course she's not going to testify. All of that gives us, I think, a reasonable basis to be skeptical about this investigation and its findings.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Joe, you know what drives me nuts? The missing ingredient to this report, and everybody who watches this show will know exactly what I'm going to say, is if there was no riot, who pushed the video and why did they push the video? It's like having a bachelor party without the stripper. This whole report is meaningless if you don't answer that question.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like we have our choice between either botched security or a botched cover-up.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's thank you very much for giving us those two options. I'm just glad it's going to be over for the toll it's taking on Hillary Clinton's body.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm waiting for her to testify wearing the old school neck brace and the eye patch. And, my arm, it's broken. Yeah.
It'll be like that Brady Bunch episode where somebody has to, with Jackie Coogan, and somebody has to throw the suitcase, and she turns, and they go, aha. The weird thing about this is, Bill, you only come to work when you have a concussion.
I wasn't even aware I was in the studio.
Yes, that's true.
I blame the low-hanging
Bill,
lights.
Defend the administration.
I think it was Benjamin Franklin who once said, sometimes S just gets effed up. This is very true here. They did not have the proper security, 29 reasons why they could have done it better, all of these things. One then and in here, cover up of any sort. And wasn't that the narrative? Isn't that what we're supposed to be upset about?
This is what's frustrating is the Republicans who are worthless, they turned it immediately into a story about, oh, Susan Wright is saying this, other people are saying that. And the tragedy here, the problem is that four people were killed, including the U.S. ambassador.
Sure.
And it's like they're talking about, no, you said this on Sunday and this on Tuesday. But, and it's like you're missing the big picture.
But okay, I'm part of that problem then, because I was the one, I was upset about what was being said, because I felt like that was dishonest, and that dishonesty was a method of covering up the incompetence of the other issue.
Well, and then there's also on top of that, and this is something which we all know, is that, Obama shortly after that went to the UN and was talking about how, we should be really worried about, free expression in the United States, trickling out, and he like was denouncing free expression, and it's like, screw him.
Yeah, and putting and throwing a guy in jail.
Yeah.
While he's doing it. Basically he's saying,
we still want you to
like us, so our freedom of expression is least important.
And that video, we know was not the cause for this. Yeah. It was a terrorist attack on 9/11. Connect the dots already.
And even they bought those ads on Pakistani TV to apologize. They don't understand that. Just going on and groveling like that, even if that were the case, that the video were the source of this, it doesn't help. It makes us look weak. And the only person who's been put in jail for this and punished is that filmmaker.
Now I'm getting mad.
Which,
again,
by the way, richly deserved, just based on that film. Deserved.
Yeah. I'm kidding. This is why it bugs me that this thing will go. All of this stuff rehashed just gets me angry all over again. And the thing that gets me the most mad
Don't worry, the election's next month. It's all going to be different.
That's true. The media.
Yeah.
The media would not speak truth to power. Instead, they sucked its face. Yeah. I think that's what happened here. That's what gets me mad. And I said this before in The Five, and I'll repeat myself again. The idea of Fox News dismissal syndrome. That if it shows up on Fox and that we're talking about it, then the media goes, that's a Fox News story. Mm. I think that's what that was.
But the story was that S gets effed up. The story wasn't the cover up. And when you emphasize the cover up, that's a problem.
Yeah, but.
Well, who was the one who made that judgment call?
Yeah.
Somebody decided that they were going to blame it on the video.
Yeah.
That certainly didn't happen.
They claimed that was the information they had at the time. Is that weak? Sure.
From
was
who?
It a lie?
Wait.
From
forget
who?
About,
I don't know. They say
about
it isn't.
Susan Rice or anything. Obama spoke, in front of the world saying, this kind of video is really awful and we need to be careful about offending people, and it's just like,
well, you know why though? Because
that video was not the problem, and even the administration
totally. I absolutely agree, but this was not the only issue going on throughout the Middle East. There was a bunch of stuff like this, and a lot of them did have to do with the video, and so that was the problem. And in fact, I think almost every other one did have to do with the video. So, in going with that, it is reasonable. I'm not saying it was responsible, but it is reasonable enough to immediately attribute the video with this as well.
All right, well, let me just try. I know that, Bill, you're going to hate me for saying this because it is becoming a cliche.
I don't hate
Craig.
I love.
Then why did you set fire to my underwear?
All right, I do hate your underwear. It's smelly.
Remy, if this was a Republican administration, liberals would not be making any of these arguments other than he must be impeached, I think.
Well,
and I hate doing that argument because we do it all the time, but in this case, it's true.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a fair hypothetical. I don't think you...
Get out of here. Go and take your beautiful dress with you.
Can we switch to test pattern, please?
I don't think it's a fair statement, especially since this is not a simple issue. As Bill brought up, there were a number...
Watergate wasn't simple, was it?
No, that's why it was so boring. I can't even sit through all the presidents, man. I really can't. I'm sorry, Redford.
The Watergate hearings killed, like, 6 weeks of after-school
So true.
I remember the year before I was born.
I cut you off, Remy.
No, that's... I understand why you're saying that,
Thank you for understanding that,
but I don't think that that's a fair criticism. That's sort of taking the entire Democratic Party and lumping them into, you know, extremist crazy.
Yes,
thank you.
That's my point.
Now you're getting it. How long have you been doing this?
Jeez, it's been going on 6 years.
This is Fox News.
That's what I do. No, how dare you?
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, it is a fact. We are a show on Fox News right now. That's all she was saying.
I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about... No, but the point is, if this had happened under Bush, we would be talking about impeachment. And I know we would. And that's not an exaggeration.
I believe it's pronounced Bush Hitler.
Bush Hitler, that's right.
Oh.
Bush Cheney Hitler.
Yeah.
Halliburton, KKK.
Well, Cheney is clearly still running the show.
Exactly. Mm. From an underground bunker made of skull heads. Underwater, actually. Underwater. And he's petting a cat. Yeah. All right, from Benghazi to bigotry. They're racist if they do and racist if they don't. That's one op-ed writer's conclusion about the GOP, or GOP.
Yeah. Mm.
Adolf Reed, yes, Adolf, writes in the New York Times that while the nomination of Tim Scott to be the first Southern black senator since Reconstruction might seem like a milestone, it really isn't, because, you know, he's a Republican. According to Reed, an Ivy League poli-sci professor, black Republicans don't count because they have been more tokens than signs of progress. In fact, he believes that Scott's nomination isn't even aimed at attracting minorities to the party, but at, quote, whites who are inclined to vote Republican but don't want to have to think of themselves or be thought by others as racist. As proof of this, Reed says, Repubs won't gain black support unless they take policy positions that advocate or advance black interests, and that he points out that Scott is staunchly anti-tax, anti-union, and anti-abortion. So he means high taxes and unions and abortions are black interests. Who knew? Anyway, all this raises the question, do puppies like apples? Oh, I guess all white dogs like apples now, right?
Reverse racism.
I can't believe it.
Even worse.
The messages that they're sending through these animal videos. So, Remy, basically, when Republicans don't nominate minorities, they're racist. But when they do nominate minorities, they're racist. It's got to be great to be a white liberal academic.
You know, this...
Reed is black.
This op-ed...
Oh, yes, thank you for changing that for me. Fix that and edit.
It was infuriating to read this. And it may sound really oversimplistic, but when is the dialogue going to change from black politician or a black voter or what? Who cares? This was innately racist. This entire article was aimed at, you know, the most basic principles of racism that I thought that our country was moving away from. Mm. I don't care how you cover it, how you know, what fancy newspaper you're going to put it in. You know, it is what it is. And I don't think we should be talking about what the GOP's racism or the Democrats are racist. I think we need to talk about the principles. Mm-hmm. And maybe the Republicans and the Democrats can start shifting their principles slightly to more of the public's desire. And let's stop talking about this.
Yeah, well, except maybe, that it's not the right and left shifting, it's the left that needs
maybe,
to shift.
You know, maybe I think we'll all agree that when we elect a black president, then racism will be a thing of the past. And if that's not good enough, maybe re-elect a black president.
Stop ignoring his white side.
I read this story as just more proof that we really should have let South Carolina secede years ago.
Really?
Why did we ever take them back? Or it's still causing trouble.
I didn't see it that way. Joe, isn't it nice that all black people must have the same interests? It's so convenient.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And to think that when someone's elected, they're not elected to just be the senator of black people or the senator of white people. They're elected to represent all their constituents. So to say that, well, they don't fit into this particular mold of issues we've pre-selected, it's nonsense. This racism accusation, it's really awesome because you can make it, and if the person disagrees, you can actually tell them, like, oh, that's what you said, but it's not what you think. Mm-hmm. So you're actually able to get inside the mind of another person and disagree with them. How can you argue against that?
No, it's the worst kind of political correctness. People can actually misconstrue or construe anything that's in your brain, no matter what. I do that to Bill all the time, and it's actually quite enjoyable.
I don't know what misconstrue means.
Yes, you do. It's construe, but it's a female. It's a misconstrue.
This is another Sandra Bullock movie. Misconstrue.
Wait, we did this joke.
Oh, wait, that was the same move, same word. Never mind. The sequel, Misconstrue 2.
Yes, an electric
boogaloo
fence. Do you have a point?
Yes, I fundamentally disagree with everything Remy Spencer said, and I'll tell you why. You called this columnist racist for making this point, and you cannot because he is African American. And this country was founded on the ideals that if you are Jewish, you can say Jewish jokes. It's the same principle.
By the way,
call him racist.
Is this the same thing yet that ESPN analyst who apologized today, Rob Parker, because he called the Redskins quarterback RG3 a cornball brother, meaning not really black? Isn't this the same thing?
Cornball senator.
He's calling him.
I had never heard that expression, cornball brother, before.
I think it sounds delicious. It makes me hungry. It sounds like a side in Thanksgiving.
I would go to a restaurant called Corn Dog Brothers because I love corn dogs. But I have no idea what this means. But I do see a parallel in this, that unless if you don't toe a particular ideology, you will always be questioned one way or the other, not as an American, but as a segment of America.
You know, a larger question, to do with this, is, you know, it is true that blacks vote, you know, 95% plus for Democratic candidates. And just as a thought experiment, what could Republicans do to woo them? Because I think there is a lot of, like, negativism towards blacks and minorities. They're even giving a rat's ass about what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it does behoove the Republican Party to start thinking about how do they broaden their message? Mm-hmm. How do they make blacks understand that being anti-tax is actually a good thing?
I know. Condemn birtherism. Here's the problem. Birtherism, and here's the thing. Yeah. Not all birthers are race, but most of them are. You wouldn't do this with a white candidate. Yeah. And when you embrace a birther, like Donald Trump, in the middle of a campaign, right up until the voting process, a lot of African Americans are going to look at that, and they're not going to look at it too well.
Yeah. You know what? I agree with you, and I think our Kenyan-born president too.
Oh!
Coming up! My uncle from Kentucky, he's going to sleep on my couch. I hope he doesn't throw up in the planter again. But first, should smoking pot keep you from becoming a cop? Oh, it rhymed. We report. You make me a big sandwich. Oh, should cops avoid pot? I just thought I was in the halftime. I thought, where's Andy? Well, the police, I must be high. Well, the Seattle Police Department has announced that it is easing up on past marijuana use by job applicants. Until this week, aspiring officers were immediately dropped if they smoked weed within 3 years of applying. Now, the department has cut that to 1 year. With Washington joining the stone state of Colorado and legalizing pot for recreational use, to quote Neil Young, the times are a-changing. Explain the department's assistant chief. In light of the changing cultural and political landscape, the three-year rule does not make sense. We're trying to find a middle ground that doesn't exclude viable candidates. Meaning they can't find anyone who hasn't smoked pot in the last year. For more, let's go to a live baby otter eating an invisible snack. This is where you make a joke about the otter having the munchies because we're talking about marijuana. But now I can't because I said this is where we go to make the joke about the otter having the munchies. So I can't make that joke.
Let's just shoot him.
Okay. That's such a bad idea. Nick, an angry anti-drug person would ask, do we really want our cops to have a history of getting high?
Yeah. I mean, it takes a thief to catch a thief, right? So, I mean, you know, this is...
A slow, lazy thief.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. What is amazing, when I first saw this, I was like, oh, that's great. Like, you can be stoned, you know, you can get high on the weekend and then come back to work. And if it's, I mean, cutting it from 3 years, like, so these applicants were willing to lie and say, oh, yeah, I haven't smoked weed in 3 years, and now they have to lie and say, oh, no, really, and, like, at least
it
a
is,
year.
It's about changing the lie.
I mean, it's just retarded.
But that's the most interesting part about this to me. If you're going to apply to be a police officer, are you going to admit to having smoked marijuana? I mean, wouldn't you expect that the applicant is probably going to be lying about their history of drug use before, you know, they get sworn into the Brotherhood?
What about lawyers?
What about lawyers?
You're a lawyer.
You're asked that question, at least in New Jersey and in New York, where I'm admitted. Yeah. Both applications ask if you've used it.
Yeah.
And then if you answer yes, they say, are you holding? And then if you answer yes, they say, can I talk to you outside?
That's right.
Nickel bag.
Kind of lawyer you want to be. Yeah. If you're a criminal lawyer.
Right.
Really? I want to go to court.
No.
Joe, is we'll this just another sign that the war on drugs might actually end in our lifetime?
I think it's very reasonable to hear that police chief make that comment because it shows that recreational use of marijuana, which is being approved, it's certainly no worse than a guy having a couple of beers on the weekend. Mm. Although the 3 years, I kind of missed the 1 year part though. I thought they'd eliminated it entirely, which bums me out a little bit. Yeah. I would like to. A stone cop sounds kind of hilarious that you could get pulled over and they say, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And they're like, "Seriously, do you know why?"
I don't remember.
It would
That's
chill
like
everybody
out. That's like a Seth Rogen movie that writes itself.
This is the problem. You will never have legalized drugs when people have drug humor. Because everyone's like, no, you'll never take it seriously. True, yeah. It's like, you know, in the 50s, in the 40s, they used to have characters on shows who acted drunk.
Yeah.
Remember Foster Brooks? They don't do that anymore. Yeah. You don't do that. You can't act drunk. And I think that when people stop acting stoned or making jokes about being stoned, then people will be more accepting of it, Bill.
So it's true. You know, we make hooker jokes all the time, and prostitution's legal.
I like the idea for alcohol to become legal, Foster Brooks must die.
Do you remember the roast? Yeah. Dean Martin?
You don't see drunk people anymore.
Yeah. Do you?
No,
they're seen as abusive when they're drunk.
Well and you see David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
But reality shows.
You watch those old
in my
talk
mirror.
Shows. Yeah. People are on talk shows with glasses of weird brown looking liquor and cigarettes in their hands, and you'd like think like, that was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
They were being televised having conversations while loaded and smoking.
Do you know what it is? Reality shows. That's the only place you can see people wasted. Like Jersey Shore. That's the only place.
Yeah. And then, but you also have to show the bad things that happen to them after they're wasted.
Yeah.
Being in the Jersey Shore.
I do think it's great if the drug war ends, though, because, man, that you're right. It'll destroy a whole, you know, Cheech and Chong will have to go back on workfare.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll be a much better world, although you'll be out of a lot of work, right, as a defense attorney.
Sadly, drugs make up a big part of my business.
Yeah. And your life.
But.
It's got to be weird how you balance your drug addiction and your drug arrest.
They actually compliment each other.
Wow.
That's just you looking in the mirror high complimenting yourself. Yeah. Thinking it's another person.
You know, you mentioned that you don't see the drunk character that much anymore. I think part of it might be that you have the person who drinks too much and the person who smokes pot too much. I think we've learned the person who drinks way too much, it's not funny.
Yeah.
That's a person with a serious substance abuse problem.
Careful.
If we've realized it's a tragic person.
Yeah.
Whereas the person who smokes pot, not exactly tragic.
I will tell you this, I gotta move on. But the tragedy of the person who smokes too much pot is that it often happens before he develops a career. So he ends up, his career is on the couch. The guy who's usually a drunk probably has a career in publishing. or television, and therefore is wasted all the time, but nobody knows. Whereas if you smoke a lot of dope, you just never get the job because you never apply for a job. That's old Gavin McInnes point that he made earlier. All right, so if you have a comment on the show, email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. If you have a video of your animal doing something, go to foxnews.com/redeye and click on submit a video. We might use it. Still to come, the halftime report from TV's Andy Levy. He never got anywhere. Mm. Expected so much from him.
Tonight's halftime report is sponsored by Cosmetics, those products that are applied to the face or body to make it look more attractive. Thanks, Cosmetics.
back, let's find out if we got anything wrong so far. For that, we go to TV's Andy Levy. Hey, Andy, how do you like my new voice?
It's fantastic.
Thanks. I've been working on it, workshopping it at home.
It's very masculine.
Yeah, I figure as I'm getting older, I need a little more gravitas.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, you already asked me that.
All right, how about we got to take a break. We're going to be right back. How's that sound? Pretty good?
I thought you meant we had to take a break and we'd be right back.
No, I was just testing it on you. I didn't want to surprise you.
See, that's how good it was. It fooled me.
I didn't want to surprise you at the end.
No, that was really well done. Wow.
All right, I'm calling this the Vic Gutfeld voice. All right. That's how Vic would be if Vic were around.
It's right. Very sultry.
Thank you, Remy. You know, Vic has some certain kinds of sexual appetites that cannot be quenched.
Yes.
And probably Victoria on the weekend.
Probably shouldn't be talked about on TV.
You know what? Vic doesn't give a damn. Yeah. Vic lives by his own rules. Yeah, Greg, he's gone. Forget about Greg.
That's why Greg will be back tomorrow.
No, Greg's gone.
Yeah. There's a reason why Vic rhymes with lick.
But I'll tell you what, Vic and Greg agree. We don't like Bill.
Okay.
Again, you can't talk about Mr. O'Reilly if he's not here to defend himself. I love you, Bill. Stops with me.
Why don't you get started, Andy? Huh?
I'm done.
All right. And thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Benghazi report. Greg, you pointed out that the report listed 29 ways the State Department can improve its operations. To be fair and balanced, that's 21 fewer ways than there are to leave your lover.
Mm. I thought there were 50.
Yeah, that's 21 fewer.
No.
Vic would have gotten that.
Yeah.
Did you ask for Vic?
I did not.
Let me summon him.
Nick, Kerflui is in fact a word.
Thank you.
Yeah. Means kaput, broken, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Remy, you said the report is disappointing that it doesn't place any blame on individuals, which is correct. In fact, the report says that there was systemic failure, yet the three officials who resigned were an assistant secretary of state and two deputy assistant secretaries, which it seems to me if there's systemic failure, shouldn't that go a little higher up?
And it should go higher up, and it should be a little bit more widespread. I'm not suggesting that everybody needs to get fired, but I'm not saying the report is a failure simply because it doesn't name names.
Well, sure.
But it would be, you know, the expense and the work that went into it, I would have expected something a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
And in the context of everything that's happening, it's, you know, it gives everyone a reason to doubt it.
Yeah.
Good answer, Remy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a hot smoking babe.
Is that Vic?
Yeah.
Greg, you said the report is meaningless if it doesn't answer the question about who pushed the video or the non-existent riot as the cause. But that I don't think that was in the purview of the report. The report was meant to examine possible flaws in the State Department security systems, et cetera.
I know. I understand it. They can't ask that question.
Well, then
but
why did you say it?
Somebody should, because...
Have you actually read this report, Greg?
I did.
No,
not.
Sure, you know, that's a
okay,
hassle
well, you know
of
what?
Chinese restaurants.
No,
I
did not read it either, but I printed it out.
You printed it out?
Yes.
Well, you did more than I did. I read the summary, which is what people like me do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was outraged by its summariness.
Okay.
The thing is, they did not question. I understand. I was looking for a bean in a haystack.
Mm. Okay.
There's got to be a pony there somewhere.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Bill, by the way, the same explanation is why the report doesn't mention a cover-up. That wasn't the job of the report to talk about that stuff.
Andy, did the report ask what the hell we're doing in Libya anyway?
Also not within the purview of the report.
But it's
Nick.
A good question, especially at this point in time.
Yeah. Also, Bill, I don't agree with you that the story is that S gets effed up, not whether there was a cover-up. They can both be stories.
I don't think that the second part is a story.
I know you don't think so, but you're
do
acting
you?
Like... I actually, yeah, I do, actually.
You think there was a cover-up?
Absolutely.
All right.
I think the American people were lied to.
Okay.
By men at top levels.
Wait.
I love it when he
top
talks like that.
Levels?
Top men.
Cue a bunch of crates. Slow camera sweep away. Arcus hidden.
Andy, I think Bill's been lied to by top men.
Bottom men.
Promises of dinner.
By the way, one of the guys who resigned, his name is Raymond Maxwell. On his website, he describes himself as, quote, a foreign service officer, yogurt maker, and unpublished poet.
Aren't they all?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the sad thing is, he's probably innocent, right? Yeah, probably. Don't you think? I mean, I don't know. We don't know.
I don't know. Either.
Somebody's got to fall on their sword, and apparently he has to fall on their sword.
So he had to fall into his own yogurt.
Oh, terrible.
Well, but this is a big problem. Why are they using swords? It's the 21st century.
I'm using a metaphor, Bill.
Well, bayonets.
I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's those old bayonets from the presidential campaign.
All right, move on.
New York Times op-ed author says Tim Scott is a token. First of all, Nick, a little upset you corrected Greg and pointed out that Adolf Reed, the author, is black. That's my job, buddy.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right.
I take it all back.
No, it's fine.
It's good that he did, because I would have gone on the entire segment.
Because the thing is, Greg, shame on you for assuming that since he's an Ivy League professor, he must be white.
You are part of the problem, sir.
He could be a woman.
You know why I assumed he was white? You know why I assumed he was white?
What?
Adolf. I thought he was German.
Really?
Yes.
Adolf Caesar, the great actor?
Yeah.
I don't know who Adolf Caesar is.
Have you not seen A Soldier Story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was he the angry sergeant?
Yeah, he was the drunken guy, yeah.
No. I finally remember it. But you know what? Yeah, you're right. I assumed Adolf was a white person.
And isn't because Dr. J's first name Adolf?
No, Julius.
Julius.
That was good.
Sort of a joke.
Adolf Irving. It would have been Dr. A then, wouldn't it?
It probably would have, yeah.
I guess if you got to explain the joke, not too funny.
I don't know. Sometimes it's funny when you have to explain it.
Yeah.
Joe, you said that when someone's elected, they're not elected to just represent white people or black people. Mm-hmm. In fact, something that Reed writes, this is really weird, I think. He says none of the four black Republicans who have served in the House since the Reagan era, in his mind, they're not connected to mainstream black politics because they were all elected for majority white districts. So now it's apparently a bad thing that majority white districts, three of them in the South, elected black Republicans.
Yeah, and geez, imagine if a majority white country elected a black president.
Yeah.
What a scandal that would be.
Yeah.
Well, the majority of whites didn't vote for him.
I don't know. Is that true?
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's definitely true.
All right. I think you're wrong.
Someone unbuds the unbuds.
What's that?
I said someone unbuds this discussion.
Okay, yeah. I'll look it up after. Seattle Police Department relaxes pot policy. Remy, you find it hard to believe that applicants would actually admit to prior drug use. Well, part of that might be that you don't want to lie on a state form, given that that's kind of a crime if you get caught.
Of course it's a crime, but do you think that that means that nobody has lied on an application before?
Yes, I do think that. I have a very trusting nature, Remy, and I believe the best of people.
You lied in your hobbies. I remember in your resume, you listed in your hobbies that you like to shoot skeet and were into watercolors. And yes. I went to your apartment, and I didn't see evidence of that at all.
You're not that naive either.
Well, I don't take the skeet home and then skin them and put them on my wall, Greg.
Anyway, you lied in your hobbies.
I did not.
Also, in other interests, you said no. And then when I got to your apartment, clearly you were lying about that too. You had a lot of interests.
I think he's interested in skeet, but you just got the wrong kind.
Yeah.
Yogurt making?
Yes.
Those aren't interests, Greg. Those are things I have to do. Joe, you thought they'd eliminate the policy completely so that prior drug use wouldn't matter at all. I was curious why they'd even have any pot policy anymore. Now that the state legalized marijuana, why wouldn't it just be like alcohol, like cops can smoke pot occasionally or whatever? But it turns out, according to the Seattle Times, the city says that because it gets federal money and marijuana is still a banned substance under federal law, it has to maintain drug-free workplaces.
Okay, well, that's nonsense that we now have this conflict between state and federal laws, which is something that I'll believe the war on drugs is over once the federal policy starts to mirror that we actually have in the states.
Yeah. Lastly, Greg, you were asking earlier before the show what policy the military has on prior drug use.
Yes.
I think every branch is different, but basically, if you only experimented with non-hard drugs, you're okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's no question?
No, you are asked.
Oh, but if you say yeah, okay.
Yeah, but basically, I think it's usually like under 15 times for marijuana. If you only use it that few times, you're okay.
This is where don't ask, don't tell would work.
Yeah. There's no drug test? There's no blood or urine test?
Once you're in, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's random drug tests all the time.
Oh, well, there goes my plans to join the Coast Guard at age 44.
That's a great idea for a sitcom.
And that's only a plan a stoner would make. You just should show it yourself.
DeVito's Navy.
It's like a cruise.
It'd be DeVito's Navy, and you'd have Sarah Jessica Parker as your first mate.
Oh, God. When I'm 44, man, I'm joining the Coast Guard. You know why? I'm a really strong swimmer.
I'm done. Go away. We have things to talk about without you being present. All right, coming up, puppies for everyone. Except Bill. Yeah. But first, who was Time's Person of the Year? Since nobody's done this story yet, I'm sure you have no idea who it is. Probably not him. All right, did the Arab Spring lead to insults that sting? Well, the Middle East Research Institute, or MEMR, to those in the know, has dug up a September TV interview featuring a Muslim Brotherhood leader saying all kinds of not nice things about Uncle Sam. As you know, Uncle Sam is the symbolic United States character who wears big hats. Just thought I'd put that out there. Here's Mahmoud Khalil uncut.
المواطن الامريكي 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 ده ما هوش هو المثقف اللي احنا مفكرينه يعني
لا يهتم بالامور السياسيه
المواطن الامريكي يعني عباره عن جسد ضخم ياكل ملء بطنه ويندفع في الارض كالثور الهائج قاطره متوحشه تسير بلا قائد امريكا تسعى الى حتفها امريكا اكبر مدين في العالم
That's a huge body. Not wrong really, but I believe there's more.
مش رعاة بقر هم بقر اصلا لكن القضيه هنا ايه اليهود تجار فلوس ارمي اليهودي في البحر يطلعوا في بق سمك
That's almost a compliment. Anyway, I wasn't a fan of the overall tone. Khalil did have some positive things to say.
امريكا ستعود الى الحروب الداخليه الامريكيه لا محاله. امريكا خلاص انتهى قطارها وانتهى زمنها وبدليل مشكله البنوك اتكربست البنوك الامريكيه على بعضها وامريكا بتقول لله يا محسنين دلوقتي فبتمارس اللصوصيه العالميه.
Some things are universal, and that is the love of Channing Tatum. Remy, you were telling me in the green room that you agree with everything Khalil said, and your only regret is that you can't vote for him.
This is why I don't talk to you when I'm not on the air. Because I'm afraid about what you're going to say.
Well, you must have an opinion of some kind. Not just that you're beautiful.
Well, you know, I didn't see Magic Mike, so I can't agree with him or disagree.
Get the camera off of this un-American.
Are you kidding me? You didn't see Magic Mike? You know that I went to Florida and I retraced the steps of that movie?
Tatum Tanum is not on my radar.
It's Channing Tatum! Oh my, who are you?
What did you just call him?
I don't know, whatever.
Channing Tatum?
Oh my God.
I don't think so.
He doesn't do it for me, sorry.
I have never asked.
What is it about being cross-eyed that you don't find erotic?
I've never kicked anybody off this table in 6 years, but so close.
You know why we won't? Here's why we won't. Because Channing Tatum would forgive and forget, and we must as well.
Channing Tatum, excuse me.
Don't act like you know, because you don't.
You know, I don't even know what we were talking
about. Should we just go to break?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm a little angry right now. You know what, Remy? I don't want an answer from you because all it's going to be is going to be a diss on Channing Tatum. Yeah. And you know what? We're a little too big for that.
Boo.
We're a little too big. So let's go back to this story, Nick, even if it exists anymore.
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of Middle Easterners feel this way? And if so, how would that affect Channing Tatum?
Well, you know, I mean, I was going to say that the guy apparently had also said that America, you know, we eat like pigs and we are pigs. I was going to say, you know, based on that shot anyway, it looks like he's been helping himself to some McRibs.
Yeah. No, but he probably doesn't eat pig. Yeah.
Nah, well, I'm not sure there's a lot of pork in the McRib.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he's a little bit round around the, he's got a spare tire
there.
He's a handsome
devil.
You know, and granted, you know, if a Jew.
He looks like Bill's dad.
If a Jew jumped into that, he'd have two spare tires.
Very well.
He'd have like a whole set of four tires and a spare.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah. Joe, does this mean we can finally stop giving Egypt billions in bribes, I mean foreign aid, and give it to Channing Tatum.
Yeah, the man deserves it.
He does.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Anti-Semitism is one thing. Terrorism is one thing. But now we're talking hurt feelings.
Yeah.
And that's where he's crossed the line.
He has crossed the line. Bill, you conceded that America is still the mightiest power on earth. But He didn't say that about Channing Tatum.
Here's an interesting, if we could bring it back to Egypt for a second. Interesting thing about this Egyptian story is when they released G.I. Joe 2, they added more scenes with Channing Tatum after the success of Magic Mike because they knew he'd be that much of a box office draw. You can look it up. And you can get the hell out of here.
I love how all the men at this table are fascinated by this guy.
Men appreciate real men. Right. And that's Channing Tatum. Shooting Tootie.
I am so heterosexual that I will sleep with Channing Tatum to prove that.
I will repeatedly. 3 times a night if I have to. Can't do that with a girl. Ask him.
Time to take a break. But more stuff is on the way. We care. We do. Devil. All right, last topic. Well, he's their poi toy. Yep. Time, the magazine, not the indefinite continued progress of existence, has named President Obama Person of the Year, hence poi. It's the second time Bam has graced the cover of the year-end issue. Editors picked him over other possible choices like Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and actor Tom Arnold. Nick, we got to just put this out there.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum.
And you know, before the
Wait. Every single movie he's in has over $100 million each movie.
I was going to say, I mean, I'm broke. The last trade I made on InTrade before the Feds outlawed it was on Channing Tatum, Man of the Year and Woman of the Year.
Yeah,
it's going to be Person of the Year.
Person of the Year.
This is the most disappointing pick since Time Named Me Man of the Year when they named you. I have that copy.
Yeah,
I didn't expect to get it that year, but I got
it. Yes. A little surprise every time you come in through the door.
Did you actually sign it and try to sell it on eBay?
Sure.
Joe, last year they picked a protester. Shouldn't they have done the same thing and picked Channing Tatum as the protester?
I think Carol Channing's fantastic. why are we talking about...
Not even funny. Yeah. You can't joke about it. You can't joke about that stuff.
I want to know, why are we talking about Newsweek's Man of the Year, which was the last person to actually buy one of their print copies? That solitary dude.
Yeah, the one person dumb enough to buy.
Who was also wearing a mask that nobody would recognize.
Remy, you have one chance to redeem yourself. Who would have been your pick for Person of the Year?
Well, after what you were all saying tonight, and during the commercial break, how much you told me about the movie Magic Mike, of course it should have been Channing Tatum. I got it out right.
Yes. Well, you know, it's probably too late because he's already moved on.
Not into him.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? I heard that, and I am so upset. Bill, Time picked you as the eyesore of the year. Is it just an honor that they even know you exist? He's still angry.
Forgetting that slight and making my talking point, and it is this. I feel that the protester should have been the Man of the Year again this year. Mm. The guy protesting the fact that it wasn't Channing Tatum! Do you even know his middle name? It's Benny.
Well, all right. There's the music. We're going to close things out with a post-game wrap-up from TV's Andy Levy. He's no Channing Tatum. And to see clips of recent shows that don't have Channing Tatum, go to foxnews.com/redeye. No Channing Tatum there. See you back here at 5 p.m. for The 5. Coming up tomorrow on the next Red Eye, we got Sherrod Small, Imogen Lloyd Webber, and Gavin McInnes. Wow. Scary. Time to go back to TV's Andy Levy for the post-game wrap-up. Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much. Hey, Nick, what does Reason TV have planned for the holidays?
Earlier this week, we put out a great video about libertarian Christmas movies. Ooh. And there are some.
Like what?
Well, among other things, there's that five-second scene in It's a Wonderful Life where Pottersville is around, and it's a town that is exclusively filled with whorehouses and gin mills. So that's kind of nice. But then later this week, we also have a great new musical number by the internet sensation Remy, not to be confused with Remy Spencer.
Excellent.